Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for a radio audience tuning in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM. We welcome you back to our broadcast. For those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad that you all could tune in, as well as those tuning in around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could join us as well. Recording artist Ashley J is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you, and then to be able to see the response back. Now, this year, Ashley's celebrating the release of her single, Dare Ya. You guys will actually hear it here on our program, as well as find out how you can stay connected with Ashley, get the single for yourself, and even watch the music video for it as well. Ashley, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm very excited to speak with you.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Ashley. Congratulations to you, first of all, not only on the single Dare Ya, but also on the video as well. We're going to talk more about the video here in a moment. But what has it been like for you, Ashley, to kind of see the response already to this song, especially the message that I think is so important
Hello?
When it comes to going for something?
Cyrus?
Yes, can you hear me, Ashley? Hello, Ashley, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to be having a slight problem with Ashley's connection. We're going to try to get that fixed for you guys. Hello, Ashley, can you hear us now?
Hello?
Hello, Ashley, can you hear us? Okay, yeah, we are having a problem with Ashley's connection. One of the things that sometimes happens with live radio, for sure, as I said, we're speaking today with recording artist Ashley J. We're talking with her not only about her amazing journey in music, but also what it's been like for her to see the response to her single. We're going to go ahead and play the single, Dare Ya, and come back and try to get our connection fixed with Ashley. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
I can see you falling apart.
We can run, we can fly, pack our bags.
was Ashley J with Daria right here on Conversations Live. That single's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. Ashley J is joining us today to talk to us not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to see the response to the single and the video. Hello, Ashley, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, look, Ashley, one of the things that sometimes happens with live radio, you never know what's going to happen. So we're glad that you could be with us once again. I was asking you before we heard this single, I'm not sure if you heard the question, but what has it been like for you to not only to put this song out, but to see the response from the audience so far?
It's been absolutely incredible. You never expect, honestly. You hope for it, but you never expect it. And to have people sending me messages on my Instagram, on my Twitter, on my Facebook or Snapchat, and just kind of reaching out to me through my website, kind of telling me how much my song has inspired them, or sending me videos of them in their car jamming to it or singing aloud, it has been the most remarkable thing, and I could not be more blessed and grateful.
Yeah, there's so many great messages, I think, in this song. And then, of course, to have the visual of the video. We're going to talk more about the video later. But, I mean, for you, I mean, when you look at this journey of pursuing music, of being able to do what you love, Ashley, when did you know? When did you know that you were willing to risk it all to be able to follow your own goals and dreams?
You know, I thought I knew when I was 12. I told my folks that I really wanted to, I started writing music, started writing songs, and it was something I did on the side, and deep down it's something I always wanted to do, but of course you have those dreams and aspirations, but you're never sure what's going to happen in the future. So I think when I was 12, I definitely knew that it was what I wanted to do, and I told my folks, and they believed in me since the start. I've been writing music since I was a kid, and when I was 12, they took me to Nashville. I started pursuing country music. Somehow did country music until I was about 20, 21-ish, and then after that I pursued pop music, and that's where I've really been most successful. It happened to me as a young kid, and it was something I wanted to do. And in between, I've done my studies, you know, got my bachelor's degree and all that in between that. But it's something that has never stopped for me. It's always there. I took care of the important stuff, and now I'm on to what I really want to do.
Right. And I think the great thing about your journey, Ashley, is that you've been able to show people by example, really, as to what they can do as well. I think so many times we allow the excuses, we allow the fear to be able to stop us. But even as, you know, part of the message, I think, of this song, you know, tells us is that you have to be willing to, you know, to try. You have to be willing to, because you don't know what's going to happen, whether it's a relationship or career or doing something that you love. Do you think that's part of the connection that people are feeling with this song?
Absolutely. And that was the motive behind it. You know, even some of those lyrics, they were inspired to me by text messages that were sent to me. So, and I saved them and I wanted to incorporate them in a song because I wanted to pay homage to them. So I think when I listen to my own song, it's a reminder that I need to take chances, take risks. And my dad always gave me a wonderful piece of advice. He said, the worst thing anyone could tell you is no, but you never know if you don't ask. And it's an automatic no if you don't. So I found that to be so remarkable. I've kept that with me my whole life, and just writing a song that could not only inspire me when I hear it, my own lyrics, but for someone else, that was the goal, and I'm certainly glad that it's living up to it.
Yeah, definitely is doing that. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dollar Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Ashley J is our guest for this segment. We're talking with Ashley not only about the journey of doing what she loves when it comes to music, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. And then you have something, Ashley, that so many artists look forward to the day, and that is when someone can go and watch a video that they're performing in, you know, that they're able to bring to life. I mean, what has that experience been like for you to have this video out now for this song?
Oh, my goodness. It was bananas. You know, I've written so many songs. I've recorded a ton of songs. I've released them, and I've never had a video before. To have a real professional music video done is something, it's so fresh. It's so remarkable. It gives people a storyline. You know, if they hear the song and they can picture their own image in their mind, but then they have a video that can go along with it, and it could be a different perspective. So for this video, in this case, it was for love, but this song could go for anything. It could go for life or jobs or relationships, which is what it was written to intend. But having a video for it, something live in action, it was so much fun to do and make. The cast was amazing, the crew was fantastic, but just living and doing the scenes, it really got to show people how I wrote the song and what I meant by it, and that to me is most important.
Right. Yeah. You know, when you said that, actually reminded me of what you've been able to share, kind of the behind the scenes of all of this process through, you know, your supporters through social media. I mean, what has that been like for you to kind of pull back the veil and to show people how you got to where you are? I think sometimes one of the things that happens for any of us is we look at someone on television or we hear someone on the radio and we think, wow, they just came out of nowhere. But what is it like for you to kind of show the process as you've been able to share the pictures and to kind of share the, you know, the messages that you've been able to share through social media?
It's the feeling is like a relief. After you get off a really hard run and you sit down and you have a water, that is the feeling, just relaxing. I feel like so many of my family members and my friends growing up as kids all around the country, I feel like they have been watching this process since I was a kid. And, of course, you know, you sit back and you wonder, well, where is this going to go? And finally, I feel like I have a paper trail. I have some things. I can finally show my work and what I've been working on my whole life. And it's finally paying off in this moment. I feel like I can finally be myself. I'm more confident than I've ever been, not only with myself but in my music. And I'm so thankful that everything that I've done so far and everything that I'm releasing now kind of has been this work of art for so long, and it's finally being showcased and displayed for everyone to see and enjoy.
Right. You bring up a really good point, and I want to go back to that, Ashley, because you mentioned earlier in, you know, how you got to where you are today, the different types of music. I think, you know, people are so quick to put individuals in a box. Has part of the fun for this been for you that you've been able to do the music that you love and that's why you're so passionate about it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been given songs that others have written, and they're fabulous, and there might be feelings that, you know, I've had before, I've enjoyed or relate to. But there's nothing more special than putting out a message that you want to say. And there's nothing more incredible than creating something out of thin air, out of nowhere, in the depths of your mind, and releasing it and having someone else relate to that. It's a feeling I can't even describe or fathom to even try to describe. It's like planting a flower. You put it in, and the next day you come out, and it's something completely different. It is such an empowering feeling that other people can enjoy it and do enjoy it, and then hearing that feedback is the only reason why I do this.
Yes, and what an amazing thing, and what an amazing process it's been as well. You know, you mentioned the messages that you get, Ashley, you know, from your fans and being able to, of course, share this experience with them. I mean, does that make you even more excited about what's to come? I think, you know, as you're enjoying, you know, the success of Daria, as you look forward, you know, does that response kind of help you in saying, you know what, I know I have a lot more in me to be able to give?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do, artists, they put out their content in the hopes that at least one person or someone is going to like it or respond to it. And just to have the kind of response and feedback that I've been getting back for my song, for my music video, for my posts on social media has been remarkable. So many text messages come in or phone calls from people I haven't heard from in years. And they'll say, oh my goodness, I had no idea this is what you were going through or what you've been doing. This is awesome. Congratulations. It's so uplifting. And not in a way where you feel powerful, but in a way you feel so thankful that you feel like you've done something right. If you can make someone else happy, or I love to please, I'm a people pleaser. So if I've done that at least for one person, then my day is on the right track. It started the morning right.
Right. I think that's it. Another thing that you've been able to share, and you actually did it even today, the day that we're doing this conversation, and that is, of course, being able to share, you know, the fun part of this process, that being, you know, being able to take the pictures and the kind of being able to come to life that way on camera. I mean, what has that been like for you to go from being able to see maybe some of your favorite artists being profiled to now, of course, you being the one that's being profiled?
It's amazing. I grow every day with everybody that has shown me support and watching people that I've idolized for years. I've followed in the footsteps of, you know, the great Celine Dion and Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and everybody. And just watching them on stage and then me myself being in almost the same position of when they first started is remarkable. You dream of this as a little girl or a little boy, and you stand in front of your mirror and you look at yourself and you ask yourself, do you have the will to do this? And of course you say yes, and then you play your favorite NSYNC or Britney Spears song and you sing them to yourself and you pretend there's a crowd everywhere. I've held karaoke sets all day in my room since I was a little girl, and when I finally make it happen, and now that I have, it's a dream turned reality, and it's a feeling that is so remarkable. I love what I do. I love how I do it, and I love being able to express myself to people and having them relate back to me. It is so empowering, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah, well, it's one of those great things. One of the things that you posted on social media that I think is really powerful, because I think, you know, we all need to really embrace the power of words and what words can mean, you know, for all of us, I think, when it comes to what we want and what we, you know, truly, I think, believe for ourselves. And one of the things that you posted this month on May the 18th is I wanted to share with our audience here, and that is that one day all my dreams will come true. I mean, as you kind of go day by day, Ashley, is that also part of what makes you smile, knowing that by you doing the work, by you not giving up, and by you moving forward, that that is becoming a reality?
Oh, absolutely. I like a challenge. I've always liked challenges, things that make me move and motivate me. And, you know, it seems so easy to get on a stage and sing your heart out and walk off and, you know, be applauded and that's it. But there's so much more to it, and there's so much more in depth. So that kind of motivation and just reminding myself that I am who I am, I need to be proud of who I am and the work that I've done, and continue to increase and have that motivation, inspiration, and drive to complete all the tasks that I've set forth for myself. It just keeps me going. But knowing that I'm having a great time and enjoying every moment of it, it's like what you read in a story or you see on a movie. It's everything that I've ever wanted, and that alone motivates me and inspires me, because I refuse to do wrong by me. I'm going to do right by me, and if I don't accomplish these goals, then I couldn't imagine the person that I'd be.
Yeah, what a powerful thing. What a great conversation with you. Again, everyone, Ashley J has been our guest. The single that's available now for you guys to get, again, through your favorite online retailer, is called Dare Ya. Also, while you're getting that single, make sure you head over to YouTube and be able to watch the video for it as well, or you can be able to follow Ashley on social media to be able to watch the video there. You can find her on Twitter at AshleyJ_music. And Ashley, where else can our audience stay connected with you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm also on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and, of course, my website, ashleyj.net.
All right, so stay connected with Ashley all over the place. And Ashley, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to staying connected with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Thais, for having me on your show. I had an absolute blast, and I've had a great time. Thank you so much.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Thank you so much for that. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, thank you all for tuning in to another great hour. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Ashley J, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share with your friends from there. I want to thank our good friends at Miles High Productions for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you again for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.